This is a piece that I had wanted to do for a few years now, but I hadn't found the perfect home for it. And Cronus Quartet, every few years, does have this application process for their Under 30 project, and I have applied more than once. And this time it was really wonderful to get selected.
That's Mary Kuyumjian, whose family lived in Beirut during the Lebanese Civil War. After she was chosen as the under 30 composer to be commissioned to write a new piece, she had a long talk with Cronus founder David Harrington.
Talking about ideas, and I mentioned, you know, I'd really love to do something about this civil war. And Cronus, being an ensemble that's so open to political music and world music, just really was warm to the idea.
Cronus Quartet will premiere Bombs of Beirut this week, with their playing accompanied by voices and sounds from the war.
Interviews that I did with family and friends, just telling their stories of what day-to-day life is like living during wartime. The other component of the backing track is real recordings of bombings and missiles and guns during the Lebanese Civil War. I have a family member whose father put a tape recorder on his apartment balcony for a few years and just recorded all of these sounds.
Mary Kuyumjian, who grew up in the Bay Area but now lives in New York, says it's been great watching Cronus rehearse and seeing how they communicate and work together in this, their 40th anniversary year.
Obviously, with a group like Cronus Quartet, it just sounds great on the first pass, which is a composer's dream. But it's such a wonderful experience to finally hear some life put into your music, you know, to not hear it on the computer speakers anymore or plunked out on the piano.
The performances will be at Z Space Thursday through Sunday night on programs that also include other Cronus commissions and guest opening acts. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.